Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Chipcast News Radio WRBA. It is a Monday afternoon coming up at 5:15, 5:20. Chance for you to win some tickets. Go out and see Lynyrd Skynyrd. They put on a heck of a show. I'll tell you what, they were here last year at Meadow Avant Park in Doswell. Heidi and I were there. Loved them. Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Series. Well, they're coming back August the 26th. Heidi and I have already got our tickets, tell you that right now. We're not going to miss that, and I'll give you a chance to win them. I'm going to call it 40 minutes from now, okay? Now, there was some terrible, terrible action and behavior in D.C. over the weekend. Massive tax increases, a doubling of the budget, a doubling of the size of the IRS. This is all thanks to something that is named the Inflation Reduction Act, but according to the folks who have analyzed it, it actually will increase inflation and cost us a boatload of money. So who the heck thinks this is a good idea? Democrats. And they are going to move forward with this, and that means that you and I had better be able to safeguard whatever we've been able to put away. My friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial joins us every Monday afternoon to talk about this, that, what the market's doing, how we take steps to protect ourselves, and I'm happy to say Carl is here. Carl, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Jeff, great to be here. And yes, I am one of those who does not agree with what happened in D.C. over the weekend.
Can you explain to all of us in, you know, layman's terms? I know you're looking at all the numbers and percentages, but as I try to understand this, I mean, it's going to cost us all money at some point. This is not good.
Yeah, it's going to cost a lot, I think, in inflation. I think it's going to increase inflation like they didn't learn their lesson last time that we're all having to deal with right now. I think this is going to make that worse, so that's not a good thing. And not a big fan of doubling the IRS agents.
Yeah.
They're going to be going after all kinds. So one thing people need to, a key thing you need to make sure of is if you get 1099s, make sure you get them in your tax return, because if that the person sending you the 1099 turns it into the IRS and it's not on your tax return, that's almost an automatic audit. So you got to start looking at all those little things, because you know they're going to be coming after everybody. They've been after the really wealthy people for a long time. Just, you know, they get audited almost every year.
Well, and that seems
to be coming to Main Street.
Yes, that seems to be the takeaway, Carl, is that the IRS has gotten all the money that they can possibly get out of the wealthy folks and big businesses, and you're going to have 87,000 new agents sitting around. They're not just going to be sitting around cruising the internet looking at videos of cats. They're going to be going after people because that's their job.
Right, exactly. And that's what they're going to be mandated to do, so they're going to get after it.
One of the things that came out, Carl, was a tax on, was it like stock buyback? And there's just a lot of mentions of IRAs and 401ks and pension plans. What is the real story on that? And are we who are maybe thinking about retiring sometime, I mean, heck, sometime this century,
right,
are we going to get whacked on that?
Yeah, that's one of the big reasons why. So, you know, just even the traditional IRA has a little caveat in there that says that they can increase the tax amount on it. And it was launched that way, but immediately had a moratorium put on it. So that's all they have to do is back that off, and taxes are going to go up. So I think one of the best things people can be looking at is the Roth conversion.
Right.
To try to get that money. And right now, we're probably in some of the lowest tax time in history.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time to be paying the taxes on that IRA, converting it to a Roth IRA. And then when it comes out, you know, the money coming out of a Roth IRA doesn't show up on your tax return.
All right. So let me see if I understand this, though. I mean, let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, I've got a 401k that's worth, I don't know, pick it up, $100,000. I got to make it easy because, you know, there are numbers involved, Carl. But let's say it's worth $100,000. And I'm not in any danger of retiring anytime in the next 20 years. Can I take that money out and move it to a Roth IRA?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people think that Roth IRA is limited to $6,000, or if you're over 50, $7,000 is all you can do. But
yeah. That's
only for a Roth contribution. What we're talking about is a Roth conversion. Two totally different things, and the Roth conversion has no limit on how much you can convert at any time.
Wow. All right, so I could, I don't know, I don't want to use terms that mean something when I don't know exactly what they mean, but I could liquidate that 401k, and then I'm going to get a check or something. I'm going to get a notification that I have X number of dollars. I got to pay taxes on it, but then I can put it in that Roth IRA, and that's it. It's mine, and I can tell the IRS, hey, the beat feet.
That's right. It's not exactly liquidating. You're just changing it from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, and that causes the taxation. So then the money's in the Roth IRA, and it'll never be taxed on you again.
Right.
Now, eventually, your kids could inherit it, and they have that 10-year time limit. They have to get the money out. But they can get it out tax-free, too.
They can?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What if I don't like my kids and I want them to pay extra taxes? Well, I guess that's an issue for a psychologist, not an accountant, right? You know, that's not...
That's right. Yeah. Well, that would be one of the worst things you could do to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Carl, I'm planning already. Look, my job as dad is to embarrass them as much as possible. And if I can kick them in the shins once in a while just to wake them up, I'm all right. I got to figure. Yeah, thanks. Don't take parenting advice from me. Whatever you do, Carl, please. There's certain things you don't want to take advice on. And but when we look at these 87,000 agents, it's not just regular folks. I've got to think they're going to go after small businesses because the big businesses have lawyers, right? I mean, a tax lawyer is like $500 an hour. The guy who's the plumber doesn't have $500 an hour to pay for a tax lawyer, right?
Right. It's going to be expensive. It's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, I've been audited several times and it's never, you know, it's just not fun.
Mm.
And it costs you money and it costs you time and it's annoying as ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically you try to end up where you don't owe anything or maybe even they owe you a little bit.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but that would be really good planning. Perfect is, it's all good.
Yeah.
But it's just the pain to go through it all. And the cost.
And the cost, yeah. You know, Carl, I had a friend of mine, a small business guy, we were chatting the other day. He said he was audited, I don't know, let's say it's 20 years ago. And he was really just starting his business. And they came in, they spent a week at his office going through everything. He wound up paying them $300, and his accountant said, look, you don't really owe them that $300, but you are better off stroking a check for $300 and being done with this. And that's what he did. I mean, a week's worth of time going through his records for $300, that's not a good ROI.
No, definitely not. And, you know, sometimes the math in today's world, that check might be write the $7,000 or write the $10,000 check.
Oh my gosh.
And just move on. So
it's just
a nightmare to think about 87,000 IRS agents being released on the US public. Ugh.
Yeah. There's nothing good that comes from that. Well, 87,000 new jobs created. Maybe that's the new career, Carl. Maybe we just cash everything and we become our IRS agents. What do you think?
You up for it?
I wonder if they get bonuses on the more money they collect.
Hey, what about live events? What's the story? Have you got some live events coming up, or are they all booked up? I never know.
We got a couple coming up, so still have room available August 24th and 25th. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday, and those are at Dover Hall. We're at Dover Hall for a little while, which is a great place. They'll give a tour when it's over. It's a 30,000 square feet. It's an incredible place. My wife and I one night stayed there in the master suite.
Ooh.
And the master suite is 3,500 square feet.
My gosh. Wow.
Bigger than most of our homes.
I know. Well, now wait a minute. Isn't Dover Hall your summer place? Isn't that where you're summering in Mannequin Sabbath these days, right? No?
One or two nights in the summer.
Yeah, I read that book.
And 25th.
Hey, so what's the best way for folks to get these tickets? Because I got to tell you, number one, it's great to spend time with you personally because, I mean, you know all this stuff. You got a great personality. Obviously, the members of the team at Carlson Financial are there. But, you know, being at Dover Hall and maybe having a snack or two, that's not going to hurt either. What's the best way to get signed up for this?
It's usually a nice steak that they have there. Other options, of course, if you're a vegan, as you are. So
that's me. I'm a vegan.
So they can go to our website, and you can sign up there at CarlsonFinancial.com.
Okay.
You can also just give us a call at what is that number again?
844-Carlson,
that one. And they can get you set up. But we're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff, about how to, because you got to be better at managing and more efficient in managing your money, your retirement money, because of inflation.
Yes.
For sure. There's things you need to be doing there. And taxation and increase of taxes. We're going to be talking about all of that. And pretty much guarantee just about anybody that goes, they're going to learn something.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, Carl, I always learn something. I appreciate you being with us this afternoon. We'll get everybody over to CarlsonFinancial.com or give them a call at 844-Carlson. Get signed up for these upcoming live events over at Dover Hall. Also, if you want to learn more about anything, there's a great website. It's actually exclusive for Jeff Katz listeners. ConnectWithCarlson.com. Yep. ConnectWithCarlson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.